Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus with Farm Bureau. The Taylor County Cattlemen's Association was recently approved for a grant of $15,000 from County Ag Development Funds to offer a heifer chain for FFA and 4-H youth in the county. Local 4-H Youth Development Extension Agent Amanda Sublett with some background on the project and their selection process.
And we go out and do site visits and make sure that they have the requirements that they need to have, like a barn, a place for shelter, a place to provide food and water, and fenced-in location. And if they meet our requirements and are accepted into the program, then they receive a heifer.
The project is targeted for youth 9 to 15 years old.
They have to feed and water it and take care of it. They learn about animal husbandry, come here to the extension office and learn about nutrition. They have to learn to break it and show it in our Taylor County Fair Beef or Dairy Show.
Sublett says some kids begin building their own herds after the program. Others move on. After this season's training and show experience, the program heifers are then bred.
After they have the first heifer, they give it back for us to give to another child. And if it's a bull calf, then they get to keep it. But that means that they're still on our program and they have to follow our recommendations and keep records on their animals until they return a heifer back to the program. Once they return a heifer back to the program, the original heifer is theirs to keep.
We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We're talking about corn and the family farmers who grow it. Beth from Bethesda.
Is corn good for the environment?
1 acre of corn removes 8 tons of harmful greenhouse gas from the air. Your car produces 6 tons a year. So that acre of corn is taking care of your vehicle's emissions and then some. Dave from Dover.
How about the carbon footprint of corn?
Carbon emissions have dropped 30% per bushel in just 20 years. Gotta go. Discover how innovation is growing at cornfarmerscoalition.org.
A message from the Kentucky Corn Growers Association.
We're back with Taylor County 4-H Extension Agent Amanda Sublett on their heifer chain. These programs aren't new, but very worthwhile, in her opinion. They've been doing theirs for about 4 years.
36 have been involved, and then we have 10 that have applied this year, and we're in mid-process. So we've been to their places to do our evaluations, but we haven't met back as a group to see if they'll all be accepted or not.
She says members of the local Cattlemen's Association pitch in time with mentoring the youngsters. It does take time and planning, but she can't think of a more effective program.
It requires a lot of time, but it is also very worthwhile and very rewarding because you can see the kids grow and develop. You know, they're learning responsibility. You can see their confidence, and it's just so exciting. One of my favorite days of the year is the Heifer Chain Clinic Day and the county fair when they actually show. I don't have any kids of my own, but I feel like they're all my kids on those days.
Amanda Sublett with Taylor County Extension. And that's today's Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhaus on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.